Then the second way is to think of the consequence of holding on to that unwholesome thought or evil root. If you do not abandon it, then the evil root, which is the root of all evil, will condition you into negativity and make you an evil person. For example, anger. Anger can condition one into hatred, thereby becoming violence. An angry person, through its violence, can kill and harm and even abuse others. So when you have the understanding to reflect and to contemplate, and you tell yourself, my life, I will never allow it to go that way. But this is an evil root, root of all evil. If I hold on to that evil root, it can be anger or hatred or jealousy. It made me evil. And it leads to negativity of karma. Do I want to have such condition to allow me to have the karma problem? Definitely, you will, through understanding, determine to abandon it. So when you see the consequence of holding on to that wrong thought or unwholesome thought, you become very determined not to allow it to arise. So seeing the danger of holding on to this thought, which has the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion, is very important. If you see the danger, then you will immediately determine to strive on with heedfulness to overcome it, to abandon it. Then how do you do it? The actual doing it is the third way and the fourth way. These two are meditative training. So the third way, the Buddha said, relax and maintain awareness, which I have been teaching you all under the awareness-based meditation using the four support. But here, I use two. Relax and maintain awareness via just let things be. Means don't react, don't stir your mind, don't label it as sensual desire or ill. Don't arise any of this, what they call mental hindrance. So relax and maintain awareness via just letting things be, or let things be. This is the meditative way, born of understanding, that the natural state of mind before it's stirring is already the meditative state of inner peace, inner calmness, and silent inner awareness. And the flowering of thought is the very ending of that thought. So that thought can have the content of anger, hatred, fear, emotion, or even pain. So the content of consciousness inside the vijnana develops the emotion. So this thought that has this emotion, you need to allow it to flower. Flower means what? Allow it to dissipate the condition behind the arising of that anger, or that jealousy, or that fear. You understand? Because this fear, anger, or jealousy, they are dependent originating. Do you understand? Before there is any of this mind state which is negative, there was none. You are normal. Then how did they arise? There are causes and conditions behind, through your senses, like what we went through last time. So when you understand this, then the flowering of thought is the very ending of that thought by J. Krishnamurti. It's very beautiful. But you have to try it in the meditation. Be with it, relax into it, maintain awareness over that negativity of mind state or unwholesome mind state. It can be anger, it can be hatred, it can be fear, jealousy, or whatever. Be with it, stay with it, and see it disappearing. Then you will understand that all this negative tendency or emotion or wrong thought or unwholesome thought, they are conditioned arising entity, dependent originating. It's not intrinsic within your true mind, your true nature. Your true nature has none of this. So just relax and maintain awareness. then everything will dissipate and cease. Do you understand? When it dissipates and cease, the original mind return. The true mind return. That's how you develop the awareness within. Yeah, you don't think anymore. You don't feed it with any more deluded, wrong thought energy. So everything will cease. Yeah, they are all dependent, originating, condition arising, cause of the mind. So this third way is the best and most important. Do it. When you experience pain or whatever, you do it. When you experience anger, fear, emotion, phobia, silent, aware, stay with it. And weakness, it cease, disappear. You have to go through it at least once. Yeah. Then the nature inside become like so beautiful. I still remember the first time I went through it, I relaxed, maintained awareness, and I stay with the emotion. I remember it was at that time it was some agitation. I think something happened. Then at that time there was agitation. Then I remember the third way. So I give it a try. I silent my mind and stay with it. And you know what happened? That day was the most beautiful understanding I developed. When I did that, within less than 1 or 2 minutes, I start to see that thing, like that tense emotion, suddenly like releases itself. Like suddenly, no more like early on. Then it starts to dissipate, until finally, completely at the heart area, there was nothing. Completely empty. And that original state of mind, which is the true mind, the awareness nature, surface, then I realized the heart there is so tranquil, so still, so peaceful, so quiet. Then there was so much joy. Then after I come out of it, I realized this is what the Buddha meant by the third way. Then I realized the teaching is so true. All this mind state, sankhara, whether it's positive or negative emotion, they are dependent originating, exactly like what the Buddha taught. Feeling is impermanent. Feeling, condition, craving, emotion is due to delusion, wrong view. There's a wrong view, self-delusion, sacrality, condition, wrong thought. So when you understand how avijja paccaya sankhara, then you understand how wrong thought can condition suffering. Well, what are wrong thought? Thought that has the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. Thought that condition our fear, our insecurity, our misery, our sorrow, our lamentation, even insecurity. So all this is how you are able to actually understand that the wrong thought is already there. So what I'm teaching you is teaching you how to recognize wrong thought. But what the text teaches you is right thought. And they only quote the limited four Brahma Vihara state as right thought. But actually right thought a lot. All your virtuous thought, free of the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion, they are all right thought. But through my own cultivation and practice, I realize it is more relevant and important to understand what is wrong thought. That's why finally I summarize the understanding and allow you all to have this understanding. I say, whenever you are not peaceful and unhappy, the wrong thought is there. Why? Because if you are not peaceful, means there is fear, there is emotion, there is anger. Otherwise, how can you be unhappy? Then your mind must have stirred. The emotion must be there. The evil root must be there. That's why wrong thought condition all this. So whenever you are not peaceful, yeah, and whenever You are like, just now, what is the word are you saying? Unhappy. Cannot recall. Whenever you are unhappy and not peaceful, the wrong thoughts are there, the evil roots are there. So that is a very good check. So every time when you are mindful, that's why you can never allow it to stir, like Po Cheng said. Well, you are mindful, you are awake. And you can sense it. Understand? No? That sensitivity is so strong. So whenever the slightest dislike or unhappiness or the slightest lack of peace, you immediately aware on. Then you know already something is wrong. Then what you do? You relax and maintain awareness, then let it cease. Then you trace the origination back up and retrospectively reverse it. How do you trace? The fourth way. The fourth way is trace the origination factor of the unwholesome thought and then retrospectively reverse it via the cultivation of mindfulness of Dhamma. The third category of practice, mindfulness of the six internal sense bases and six external sense bases. This is to develop the wisdom to free. So the internal sense bases, like I explained before, we have our five physical senses, the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the tactile. Then we have the brain, the sixth sense. So the internal sense bases are this one. Then the external sense bases are their respective sense data, understand? So you trace the origination factor. Like, take for example, how did you become angry? You came to know you have become angry, that emotion has arisen, okay? Then how do you trace? The Buddha said, maintain mindfulness, awareness. When you maintain mindfulness and awareness, what happened is that origination factor that created this emotion, you can understand, you can see that. But when you are mindful and aware, the first thing is, when that negative emotion ceases, then like the Satipatthana Sutta under Dhammanupassana, the six internal and six external sense bases, together the first category of mindfulness. Mindfulness of the mental hindrance. You remember? The five mental hindrance. This unwholesome thought is actually one of the mental hindrance. So when they arise, you develop awareness, stay with it the third way, then you realize it ceases. So what is your understanding? What is your understanding? The understanding is you will come to know how the arisen mental hindrance ceases to be by not doing anything. You understand? By being just relaxed and awake. Cease. Then you continue to be aware and mindful and develop this cultivation of the six internal and six external sense bases. The next time you see similar situation or condition, like that person that condition you to have anger, emotion, then you realize through your seeing consciousness, understand not? That perceive it in wrong view, negativity or mind state. Then you stir your mind. That's how you become angry, unhappy, or it can be fear, fearful. So mindfulness is very important. When you aware that this is how it happened, then you ask yourself, why did I continuously stir my mind, react this way? Then you will trace the origination factor because you have certain negative perception of that person because of memory, past incidences, or whatever. So what must you do? You have to inquire, how can I develop the understanding as taught by the Buddha so that I don't react and create this wrong thought and stir my mind? The Buddha always asks us to let things be, see things as they are, be at peace with all situations. So see things as they are means that understanding is very important. In the seeing, there is only the seeing consciousness, no one to see. But to develop this wisdom and understanding take a while. If you are not a Dhamma practitioner, not a cultivator, you don't have your past, you don't have a good teacher, all this for you to find out on your own is very difficult. You know, what is being taught, commonly taught, is the thought based on. Very, very, I should say, dogmatic type of cultivation. They give you instruction, they advise you to do this, do that, and you gotta believe them and do. And by doing so, even noting pain, you think you are doing vipassana. You understand? That's how they become trapped, gullible. So what happened is, after I have the understanding, and after I have gone through all this, I help you all to develop the understanding. I came out with this understanding. I said, yeah, through the direct seeing, the pure awareness, I can see. Thing is just the way it is. Then I recall the Buddha's teaching, condition like that, things will be like that. Then I link it further. The world is the world. Condition like that, things will be like that. Okay? Then after that, I say, human being how? Living being how? They are just the way they are, like the Buddha said. Then I add in this one. Deluded people do deluded things. Angry people do angry things. Selfish people. Then with this, I realize, hey, I can come to terms with the reality within the moment, whether it's a life situation or human being, no more problem. I can accept the reality for what it is. Why? Because as per my awareness-based meditation, I saw it. Everything is dependent originating, condition arising, causal phenomena. Without causes and conditions, nothing arises. That's why that law of Patissa Samuppada, or law of dependent origination, is so powerful. Then you will understand why the Buddha said, when condition is like that, things will be like that. Well, this is the reality. It cannot be otherwise. You understand? Causes and conditions are set. They are what they are because of their past, their karmic, and whatever. So at that moment, their delusion conditioned to be what they are. That's why deluded people do deluded things. Selfish people do selfish things. Angry people do angry things. So when you have all this understanding, you can be at peace. And this is what straightening the view is all about. You straighten your view to develop the right view, to understand clearly the law of mind, paticca samuppada, the law of dependent origination. The paticca samuppada doesn't occur only within our form and mind. Understand? This law of dependent origination applies to all phenomena. All phenomena exhibit the same dependent origination. Dependent on condition, it arises. When condition cease, it ceases. So this understanding is very important. That's why in the Diamond Sutta, they say, each year you waver. This everything is conditioned Dhamma. That's why when I read that one, I straight away understand the Dhamma deep within. Then Zumong Huan Pao Yin means dreamland, an illusion, like a bubble and a shadow. Yeah. Everything happened this way, like a morning dew, and a lightning flash. Yeah, everything just happened like that. Some last longer, some immediate, split second, gone. You should contemplate it such. That's why you must reflect, contemplate, inquire, and develop this awakening to straighten your view. Understand that? Because each year you waver is very important. Everything is conditioned Dhamma. Conditioned Dhamma depends on condition to arise. When condition cease to be, it ceases. When condition continue to sustain its existence, it continue to exist. Understand that? So what is birth and death? Dependent originating. No, not a permanent unchanging entity that you can hold on to, cling on to, grab on to and say, this is me, this is I, therefore all this can be impossible. This is what impermanent is all wrong. And because of it, it is empty, not real, anatta, non-self, not a permanent unchanging entity. So through all this direct seeing, awakening, you start to see clearly how your form and mind behave, how you function as a human being, how you are conditioned in the negativity to wrong view, avijja, and wrong thought. Okay, so this part is very important. Yeah?